Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a good evening to you and IUB at 6:33 and 20 seconds to go right along with it. On yawn, ho-hum, more with Beltron, but certainly a football Friday. It will be on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here. You there. Peter Hoffman. Paulie Rosenberg. those two on the other side of the glass. And, of course, a no from the 1-877-337-6666. It'll be a 3.5 hour Beltran and football Friday schmooze right up until Sal Licata at 10. Now, I was just thinking, which is always a very dangerous thing for yours truly. You know, now in baseball, we have buzzer beaters. That used to be just an expression you would use, like in the NBA. But no, this week we have discovered you can be a buzzer beater and a Major League Baseball player. And that reminds me, by the way, that before we wonder out loud about anything baseball, about anything like who should be the next man up to manage the New York Metropolitans, we need to offer to one and all, a disclaimer before a word on baseball. We are not wearing a buzzer, nor do we have a burner account, and we do not use trash cans to dump reputations, jobs, and legacies into them. From what we have learned, if not from growing up, all of us, no matter how old you are, but from what we have learned from just the steroid era and the scandals that we have been talking about all week long, baseball will never be as innocent if it ever was. Because now we're hearing about Tony La Russa and the 1980s, and maybe you heard with Trevor Bauer with the sunscreen and the rosin. Both are legal, but if you mix the two, it's not legal. And what is it, 70% of pitchers, according to Trevor Bauer, and you may have heard that interview earlier on The Fan with the Joe and the Evan. Bottom line is, and Trevor Bauer, and you know he's got a good arm because he could reach from, like, the pitcher's mound into the center field seats. What was it with that throw? But the bottom line is he's saying that maybe as many as 70% of those pitching are trying to beat those buzzer beaters at home plate. And you know this. I'm sure you know it. If the Metropolitans had retained Beltran, and tell me this is not any kind of a stretch, you know that if the Metropolitans had held on to Carlos Beltran, you know only the Mets would have had a Beltran buzzer bobblehead promotion with the first 10,000 fans arriving without shirts getting the bobblehead. So yesterday, you talk about, like, what was happening yesterday with that conference call. There was so much lying going on that the Port St. Lucie Fire Department was called to put out all those wearing pants on fire. If you were listening, and you were, I'm sure many of you were, listening to that conference call the Metropolitans were having yesterday from Port St. Lucie, you'll remember that media member asking Brody a question. And it certainly became apparent that the GM of the New York Metropolitans was quickly turning into a very famous character.
Pinocchio, why didn't you go to school?
School? I was going to school till I met somebody. Two big monsters. Oh, look! My nose! What's happened?
Perhaps you haven't been telling the truth, Pinocchio.
Perhaps.
Oh, but I have. Every single word. Oh, please help me. I'm awful sorry. I'll never lie again.
Well, I think that is a lie right there to begin with. But nonetheless, you know you're listening right now to one of the more sophisticated sports talk programs you've ever heard in your life. Baseball. Baseball in 2020. What is it with baseball in 2020? It's meat, greed, and cheat. Lies and garbage cans, buzzers, wires, and conspiracies. And isn't this why we love the game? It is. Of course, bring on more. And by the way, the next manager of the New York Metropolitans should be, but won't be, you know that, I know that, but it should be the best man available. And who is that? Buck Showalter. Would anybody be surprised if Jessica Mendoza was named manager of the Mets? And she's already on the payroll. What an offseason for the New York Metropolitans. You have wild boars with the Cespedes, wild boars and a manager getting fired without ever losing a game, although he did last longer than the HC of the New York Jets, and that was about 10 seconds for Bill Belichick. We must make the transition, and we can start doing this now. We have to make the transition. We have to, otherwise we'll go insane with the Beltran. Monday, Beltran. Tuesday, Beltran. Wednesday and Thursday, Beltran. And still, we have to make the transition from the baseball with Beltran to what will be this weekend. After a week of Beltran, after a week of crime and punishment, lies and half-truths, it won't be easy, at least not for me, maybe for you, but not for me. It won't be easy at all making the transition with so much Beltran. Beltran, it was Beltran, hard-boiled and scrambled. Please understand, if we begin to talk of the Green Bay Packers, you will forgive me if you hear me talking of the great Aaron Beltran. Whoops! He looking to pass the ball to Devontae Beltran. Wait a minute, what is going on here? That's how difficult it's going to be for me to make the transition. And you know that eventually, and we want to talk about the Tennessee Titans of the turf also, because they're playing as well. And you know we're going to be talking about Ryan Beltran handing off to Derek Beltran. It's coming Sunday. And the two title games in Kansas City and Santa Clara, California.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Here's Cousins stepping around Bosa. Bosa will get him from the backside and drop him inside the 30-yard line. Cousins back, throws on right, intercepted by Richard Sherman.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Rodgers gets the shotgun snap, drops back, sets his feet, arching spiral near side, caught, touchdown, Devontae Adams. Rodgers gets the snap, throws a pass and across, it's caught by Graham at the 40, falls at the 35, and he's got the first down.
Ah, Kansas City, gonna get my baby back home, yeah, yeah.
Mahomes rolling right,
wants to throw. Pressure closing. Mahomes throws. Kelce's got it at the one, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Shotgun snap. Mahomes rolls left. Now going to run. Throws for the end zone instead, and it's caught by Kelce for the touchdown.
You have heard and read about the state of Tennessee. Down in the southern states is where I want to be.
Tannehill running the option, keeping, tries to turn it up, dives in, touchdown, Titans! Direct snap, Derrick Henry throws it, jump pass in the end zone, touchdown, Titans! Oh my goodness, that play is from the 1800s!
That's coming up on Sunday. And of course, with the two title games, and Ryan Tannehill, you thought I was going to say Ryan Beltran, didn't you? Ryan Tannehill in his last three games, and remember, Tennessee, to even make the number six seed, had to beat Houston. They did that, although Houston had already won the division, the number four seed. So they had to beat Houston, did that. And then they go into New England. What happened there? And then last Saturday night, Lamar Jackson outplayed by Ryan Tannehill. And in his last two games, in the two postseason games, an interesting stat. And that is he's 15 for 29, only 160 yards, because all he does is hand off to Derrick Henry, who had 30 touches and 195 yards, but didn't score. However, we saw Tannehill score himself. Tannehill has thrown in the two postseason games three touchdown passes, ran for that 2-3 yard touchdown, and has only thrown a single pick. Ryan Tannehill! Adam Gase has taught him everything he knows.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.